Diplomacy remains an option. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's what the White House is pushing as Russia seemingly moves closer to an invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells Fox News Sunday the threat of U.S. sanctions could impact what happens on the ground.
Look, we've said all along that these are going to be crippling sanctions, sanctions the likes of which we have not put in place before. They're going to be unprecedented. And we mean this as a very strong message to Mr. Putin and as a deterrent.
Some officials believe sanctions should have been imposed already.
It's obvious the kind of sanctions we should impose. We should sanction Russian oil. We should sanction their minerals and their mining sector. We should sanction their biggest banks. We should impose secondary dollar sanctions on them as well. We should remove them from the international financial system.
Senate Republican Tom Cotton on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Later today, President Biden will meet with his National Security Council. Vice President Kamala Harris, who attended a security conference in Munich, is now heading back to Washington. The giant fence that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot is going back up. That's according to congressional sources who spoke to Fox News. The fence is being put back in place ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address. Britain's Queen Elizabeth is being wished a speedy recovery. She's come down with COVID-19.
The 95-year-old monarch is said to be experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but with a typical stiff upper lip, she plans to keep on working. Buckingham Palace says Her Majesty will continue to receive light medical attention while attending to light duties at Windsor Castle.
Fox's Kevin Yaretsky, the Queen's son, Prince Charles, had COVID-19 earlier this month. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A California police officer has died in a helicopter crash.
The Huntington Beach Police Department and the law enforcement community have lost an officer that was truly dedicated to his job.
Huntington Beach Police Chief Eric Parra, a second officer, was critically hurt. The cause of the crash is unclear. It's the end of the line for protesting truck drivers in Canada's capital. They've either been arrested or have left Ottawa after police in tactical gear moved in. Truck driver Chris Clark spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend.
A lot of people looking these officers straight in the face and saying, we forgive you, you know not what you're doing. And simply the police, sometimes without warning, jumping forward, sometimes 5-6 feet, and then rushing the crowd.
Police officers who at one point fired tear gas described some of the protesters as aggressive and assaultive. The flame is out. The games are over. The Winter Olympics in Beijing came to a close today. It was the most locked-down Olympics ever and the second to take place during the COVID-19 pandemic. NASCAR fans are flocking to Florida for today's Daytona 500.
Kaz Grala managed to sneak into the Daytona 500 on the last lap of the duels, bringing Floyd Mayweather's money team to the Cup Series today in the number 50 Chevy.
There really was no option but to make this race, so we squeaked in by the skin of our teeth. Got the hiccups out of the way and hopefully have a smooth Sunday.
Grala starting 35th, fellow open car Jacques Villeneuve making his Daytona debut in the back of the pack in 40th. Today's action also brings the debut of some changes behind the wheel. Brad Keselowski starting in third in the number 6 for RFK Racing, and Austin Cindric and his old team Penske number 2 starting in 5th. It's also an opportunity for the young guns, as more than half of the drivers in this 40-car field will be younger than 30.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.